Hey everyone, I'm Susan Campbell and you're listening to Unfiltered, a podcast where my team of marketing professionals share their thoughts on all things branding. You'll laugh, you'll learn, and hopefully walk away with new info about how to market your business. Enjoy.
Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Hi Rebecca.
Hi.
Today we have our social media marketing manager, say that 25,000 times fast, Rebecca Roberts with us. Welcome.
Thanks guys.
Thanks for joining us. Jen.
Yeah.
Tell Unfiltered Marketing listeners what we will be discussing today.
We're going to be talking about my favorite social media platform, Instagram.
That's my favorite too.
I think it's everybody's.
Is it yours, Rebecca?
It is.
See? Told ya. So good. Except for it doesn't have a puppy dog filter like Snapchat. If it did, then I would just like bow down and quit all other platforms and be good with it.
If we weren't marketers, I would do the same.
Right. So Instagram, we want to talk about it because it's our favorite. We want to talk about it because we think it's a really important thing for brands to interact with people on Instagram. And so Rebecca is our social media extraordinaire, and she's going to tell us why and how and what, when, and where.
Do you think it's going through the most changes because it's also one of the newest platforms?
I think it's going through a lot of changes since Facebook bought it and owns it. And Facebook likes to make lots of changes all the time.
Yeah, because Facebook runs the world. Mark Zuckerberg. Before we get into like the nitty gritty, let's kind of talk about maybe either some of our favorite businesses to follow, favorite filters. So, Rebecca, any personal faves of yours on Instagram?
Well, I would say SJC Marketing has to be one, of course.
Dun, dun, dun.
But I also love like the Cookie Rookie. She has got really great videos, and I would say they're much better than Tasty videos.
Ooh. Oh, are they all about cookies?
They're all about cooking, not necessarily cookies, but she does lots of different fun dishes. So,
that's fun.
Didn't we talk about one time calling our podcast something about cookies and then always having cookies?
Yes. I thought that would be genius. Genius.
Well, who picked Unfiltered Marketing?
Oh my gosh, I think that was you.
But I also love the Shine Project and Shop Ashley Limo. It's actually run by the same lady, but she does a really good job of posting different things to similar target audiences. So that's really fun to see.
I will also just say no one is paying us to say this.
No. You can.
Yeah, we would welcome your money.
My favorite Instagram is probably A Beautiful Mess, which is just like you said, recipes, crafts, inspiration. Really just their an e-mag, right? And then their Instagram is almost all user content that they've said, okay, listeners, we want you to share your most colorful photos and your most interesting donut pictures. And they don't really actually do any of the photos. They just
share what other people do,
which I think is really cool. And one of the ways brands can make the most impression and make the biggest splash on Instagram is that sharing. And I think Rebecca,
how many followers does she have?
Oh, you know, 544,000. And there's also a couple travel ones that because I have, you know, I think 5 kids. How many do I have?
You have 5.
A lot. And so traveling is never going to be something I can do in the next 8 years. So I like to watch. There's Helene In Between is a travel blogger. She and her husband lived in America and then in Texas, and they packed up all their stuff, sold everything, and moved to Germany.
Wow.
And so it's just her traveling the world, and I just love it. I get complete wanderlust from her. So
So mine, because I am trying to eat healthy right now, but is actually the Whole30 Recipes Instagram. Partly because just the visual, like they say you eat with your eyes first and their pictures are beautiful. But one feature that I love about Instagram is how you can archive a post. And then so they always have recipes, which are great. And I know they're going to be kind of like paleo compliant, which is what I try to do. So do that. And then you guys know that I'm kind of a guilty pleasure person, watch stuff like The Bachelor. And so I follow a lot of celebrities on Instagram because it makes me feel like I really know them. You know, it's like real life behind the scenes. This is who I really am.
I'm sure no one else is posting for it. I'm sure it's not an assistant or some sort of PR rep. You know, it's actually that person.
Oh, funny.
And then they'll, you know, if there's certain clothes they wear that, like, I can afford any of it. Anyway, I can't believe I just admitted that.
But. They do give good discount codes for, yes. like, sunglasses.
Well, and one, one of the celebrities I follow is all about how she finds, like, quality products for super cheap at Nordstrom. And
yes.
So I'll follow her.
Yeah, I like that.
Actually, you might have told me about that. Who was it? And one of the bachelorettes. Anyway.
So back to the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Who is the target audience on Instagram? Is it hipsters or is it everybody that's sick of Facebook? What is it about Instagram that businesses need to pay attention to?
Actually, 68% of all Instagram users are females. Female is the largest target market on there. And surprisingly, 80% of all Instagram users come from outside of the U.S. So there's really only a small number of people that are in the U.S. that are on Instagram right now.
That's crazy.
Interesting.
There's 28% of all internet users between the ages of 18 and 29 use Instagram. So that's a large amount there. While only 4% of internet users between 30 and 49 use Instagram. So it's not a large market there for anybody over 30.
Definitely the younger population, which I think we've all known and told our clients too.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So females and 18 to 29 is going to be your largest target audience.
So when Instagram first started, it was definitely mostly like personal use. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think people were drawn to it because it was simple, visual. Like, you didn't have to scroll through, you know, articles and even videos at the time. Let's just kind of talk through some of the ways that it's evolved, not just business, but even just as a platform itself.
It's really evolved in terms of what people end up sharing. So it used to be known for sharing lots of food and those types of things. Mm-hmm. And while those are still out there, obviously, everybody likes sharing what delicious food they decided to cook up or something. It's known for the very staged, very, I don't know, I guess you'd
pretty
say
pictures.
Very beautiful.
Artistic.
Mm-hmm. So you'll see a lot of those individuals on the platform now as well. And then it's become a kind of a mini blog, a lot larger than Twitter, but a lot smaller than a blog page that you can utilize images with as well.
Do you think so that they had the filters, though, right away.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something about it, even as I'm not a photographer, I don't have an eye for it. It just felt like having a filter like that instantly, like, made it look way cooler than it did on my phone. So I think that was super smart of them. And, of course, they've continued to, like, change, add, take away certain filters, add more editing features. But even my photographer friends that have Instagram sites, like, in the beginning, I feel like people used to kind of dog it and be like, well, a real photographer would never do that. But even now, like, they totally jump on board with that too, don't they?
Yeah, definitely. Well, and anybody that takes an image is going to edit it to some degree. So.
Right, yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about kind of the evolving things that Instagram has gone through and more about how you can use it for your business.
Do you love all the tips you're getting on Unfiltered Marketing? You can continue the conversation with SJC on any of the big five social media platforms. We're on Instagram, Pinterest, Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, you name it, we're on it. So come talk to us. It's Marketing SJC and we'll see you there. In the words of my niece, hey guys. That's how she answers my FaceTimes. Hey guys. Rebecca is going to give us a little insight on starting a new Instagram account. So we're going to kind of just talk about if you are thinking about joining Instagram, but you're a little overwhelmed or you don't think you're creative enough, we're going to bust that myth because anybody can optimize Instagram to reach their target audience.
I'm not going to give you all the secrets because then you should just hire us.
Right. Or follow me. Jenny Joe 13.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Let's just pretend, Rebecca, that a dream client just hired you to run their Instagram. Let's say it's boutique jewelry.
Okay.
So somebody hand makes jewelry using, I don't know, jade from the African coasts.
That's fair traded.
Yes. How do you use it differently as a business than you do your personal? What about hashtags? Are they good? Are there too many, too bad?
Yeah.
So tell me what's the first thing you would do if you were starting an Instagram account for a business.
Well, if it's just a brand new business, I think introducing your brand is important. Mm-hmm. So talking about your logo, you can give some shout outs on who designed it. That's really big. And then you can utilize like hashtag Follow Fridays to do that. It's a good way to build a community by following those that you that did your design and kind of giving a shout out to them. And then next, I would start sharing what products you have. So making sure that you take good pictures. They can be styled on a model or just sat on a table with mm-hmm. other things around it. Another idea, since you're hand making the jewelry, you could take videos of that and share that on mm-hmm. Instagram as well. So there's lots of different content ideas for that. And then obviously you're going to have sales and fun things like that. So you can use a platform yeah. like Canva to create a good image that'll promote that sale item and upload that to your Instagram as well.
And now there's the option of having multiple pictures in mm-hmm. one post, which I'm loving.
Yeah, personally. That's fun.
So that's a nice way to then not like overwhelm people if you want to maybe have like multiple things in one day that you say, but you don't want to post five times, then mm-hmm.
yeah. So Instagram galleries are really cool. You can have up to 10 photos on a gallery. The only difference is that you can only have one caption for all 10 of those photos.
Oh.
So that's something you need to keep in mind, whether you're gonna number each of the photos so you can have different information about them, maybe put information on the image.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure soon we're going to have some data around how many photos is the perfect sweet spot, because mm-hmm. 10 is a lot. I'm sure that'll come shortly, but that's one of my favorite features that they've introduced recently. So
why do you think Instagram doesn't let you put links in the text, the caption, just only in the profile?
I've never quite figured that out.
It annoys me.
Yeah.
Because then you have to change, like, I mean, you have to change it every time.
But they do have other options for you, like LinkedIn profile is another option so that that can be consistently there and people can click through to that and utilize that feature, that platform, and then it shows up on a page with every single Instagram post so they can have their own URL attached to it. So it's a little different platform that kind of works within what mm-hmm. Instagram has limited you with.
So if someone, like for B2C, business to consumer client, if they have sales or like you mentioned, wanting people to be able to purchase right from the Instagram post, like what are some ways that they can do that?
The easiest way is to just put the link in your profile and make sure it's there, keeping in mind that the algorithm is still there. So you need to run your sale a lot longer than you normally would have, or make sure that you're telling your followers if you have consistent sales, either have a newsletter list so that they can see that through there instead of just Instagram. I know that my husband and I have missed out on awesome date night events at our favorite coffee and beer bar because I found out about it 3 days later and it was already passed. So I think just keeping in mind that it's now run on an algorithm instead of chronological is important when you're mm-hmm. running sales or different things like that.
And what about if they purchase an ad? Are there different options? Can't you click on mm-hmm. the ad actually instead of having to like go to a profile?
If it's run through an ad, you can click directly there. So Instagram ads are run through Facebook actually, since they own them, and so they're very much run similar to Facebook ads.
So maybe explain to the average person listening, you keep mentioning this algorithm, mm-hmm. explain a little bit about how you know how it works. I know some of it's a mystery, but
any social platform these days is run completely on an algorithm, be it LinkedIn, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, they all are. So they take into consideration like user behavior as well as consumer behavior. So if I'm following Jen and I like a post of hers, then it's probably going to come up in my newsfeed a little bit more frequently the more that I like her posts. So you just need to make sure that you're really loyal to the brands that you want to follow. You'll see them more often.
Yeah.
So
do you, just as a social media marketer, have a hunch that there are any other big changes for Instagram in the near future, like either taking away things that people love, which always seems to happen, or adding in more types of things that we might see on a Facebook feed as opposed to an Instagram feed? Or do you think they'll remain pretty loyal to their basic, like, this is a picture and video site, and that's kind of it?
Yeah.
I'm really hoping that they will, and they have so far, even with some of the changes that they've made.
Like the stories. Do you mm-hmm. like the stories?
I think that they can be really beneficial, but, you know, it is a response to Snapchat and what they have to offer.
Uh-huh.
But again, Snapchat's for teens and Instagram's more for that next age demographic. So I think that there's some benefit, and I think that Instagram was smart to start the stories because it did take those 30-somethings off of Snapchat and put them back on Instagram. So
if I wanted people to follow me, or if I wanted to use the stories, are the stories that appear at the top or the front of my newsfeed, are those the most recent?
Mm-hmm.
So that's an also, if you've posted and you want some, you can keep at the top of their feed by doing the stories feature.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoy that. Mm-hmm. My sister is really funny on there and I get to see her, you know, I get to see my niece and nephew like throughout their day. And I like that. And she's always there because she's always updating it. But it always, it reminds me, oh, you should go check out what this person is doing. They just did a live feed. And sometimes it's fun. The ones, the book accounts that I follow, you see this amazing book photo, right? And they've got all this coffee and their tea and their props. And then on the story, you can go and watch the chaos that happens behind the scenes and how long it actually takes them to build that one photo.
Yeah.
So the stories I really enjoy. And like you said, it's their answer to Snapchat. And I like that a lot.
It is interesting to see. Instagram used to be really all about transparency and it was kind of your behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it's becoming such that your newsfeed is becoming your featured photos and stories are becoming your transparent behind the scenes, like you said. So there's just a little shift in the culture and how it works.
Can you give us like, give us a little tutorial on hashtags? Can you have too many? Are they obnoxious? Or if I'm a small business, do bigger businesses appreciate when I tag them in photos? Do they think that, I mean, I don't know. How can you leverage other people's accounts?
Tagging actually helps get you a little bit more noticed. And so hashtagging and then also tagging businesses or individuals gets you noticed in the Explore feature, which is one of my favorite because it's really awesome to be able to find somebody new or different. So hashtags are important for getting discovered there. And then posts with 11 or more, but below about 25. That's kind of your sweet spot.
Between 11 and 25. Okay.
And hashtags will help you get those high quality followers because those are the people that are actually looking to follow like companies within the Explore feed.
So. One thing I love about tagging people on Instagram, on my book account, I tag the publishers and the authors in my photos, and then my photos are in their profile. So if you go to that author and go to that little the square with the, you can see my photo. So that's a really good way for me to get myself associated with the other big brands and industries and all that kind of stuff. So that's a really cool feature is just making yourself a part of the conversation that you're involved with.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think that's about all the time that we have, but is there any other nugget of wisdom, as Jen would say, or fun feature that's maybe not as well known about Instagram that you would like to share, Rebecca?
I think my best advice would be to just get on the platform. It's not going to hurt to dive in and, and try it. So if you're doing Facebook well, then try the next platform.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us
today. Yes, thank you.
Thanks for sharing your wisdom.
And be sure to follow us on Instagram. We're MarketingSJC. And we share all kinds of little pictures behind the scenes, some inspirational quotes, some marketing tidbits, Little Susie's Roundup. So there's lots of good content on there. So we'll see you on Instagram.
Bye-bye.
Continue today's topic with us by tweeting your thoughts to Marketing SJC or visit our website, sjc.marketing.